I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. Sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, well, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with the banjo on my knee.
There are songs that are just in our DNA. Oh, Susanna, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, My Old Kentucky Home, you know them. You may also know they were written by Stephen Foster. Born in Pennsylvania in 1826, he moved to Cincinnati to work for his brother's steamboat company in his early 20s and started writing the music that would become the American Songbook. And this great old music is now made new by artists including Joe Henry, Don Flemons, Afa O'Donovan, and Roseanne Cash with the Cincinnati Pops in a concert at Cincinnati's Music Hall. It was all captured on a new CD. And we occasionally ask artists what makes music American, so we've invited Roseanne Cash to tell us about Stephen Foster. Roseanne, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, Robin. Thank you.
What drew you to this? I mean, I would imagine Stephen Foster, most musicians would go, yeah, I'm in. But what about you?
Well, that definitely. I love Stephen Foster. And, you know, he's like the original Americana artist. So that was a draw. Also, it was a challenge to do it with the orchestra. And I like something that scares me.
Yeah.
And it was scary.
And does why? Why an orchestra being scary?
You know, if you're playing with a band and you miss a cue, they'll just drive around the block musically and wait for you. And you come in and they'll follow you. With an orchestra, if you miss a cue, you're screwed. And that's what we were all of these artists I know. Joe Henry is a very good friend of mine. And we were literally quivering that we would miss a cue. And then how do you get out of it?
Yeah.
You know, you're stuck.
Well, he did fine. We heard Oh, Susanna, and you did as well. Let's listen to a little of your My Old Kentucky Home.
We no more, my lady. Oh, we. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home far away.
And you know what was so great too is to sing Old Kentucky Home in that hall in Cincinnati, because there were as many Kentuckians in the hall as there were Ohioans. And, of course, Old Kentucky Home is their anthem. So there were tears and shouts, you know, after Old Kentucky Home. It was fantastic.
By and by, hard times come knocking at the door. Then my old Kentucky home, good night.
Just beautiful. And, you know, listen, I want to say we started with the premise that a lot of people know Stephen Foster, but I'm betting there are a lot of younger people who don't. How did you approach that song, and by way of telling people, you know, when was it sung, and what were you thinking when you were singing it that might make somebody now hear it anew?
Well, he's so melancholy, for one thing. I mean, that song in Hard Times, which is, I think, one of the most beautiful American songs ever written, well before the Civil War, and yet it was adopted after the Civil War to be the ultimate Civil War song about, you know, hard times come again no more.
Well, actually, we have some of that recording. This is the alt-country group Over the Rhine with Hard Times Come Again No More.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count as many tears while we all share sorrow with food. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Come again no more.
That's beautiful.
And so beautiful.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Civil War. I mean, it was melancholy is the perfect word for a lot of his songs.
Oh, it's so sad, and there's so much longing in Foster's music, longing for home, longing for a sense of place, longing for the past. And, you know, that's all very American work. You know, Appalachian music, Southern roots music, it's very melancholy, full of longing.
Well, and one in particular, I think this is one of my favorite songs. It's Stephen Foster's Beautiful Dreamer. It's another one that you sing with the Cincinnati Pops. Let's listen.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops awaiting for thee. Sounds of the root were heard in the day. Lord, by the moonlight have all passed away.
Stephen Foster died in 1864. He was only 37.
I know.
And this song came out after, you know, was published posthumously. How much does that infuse your sense of Foster? I think he also died poor.
Yeah, he did. There's something about Stephen Foster, you know, his whole life and in these songs, and content played out in context and vice versa. The songs are so reflective of who he was, how he lived. I mean, even the fact, as you say, that that song, he never knew the effect it had on people. It's just heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the music has lasted all these years. It's inspired so much roots, many roots music songs since then. It's made an indelible imprint on our consciousness, whether we know who he is or not.
The fact that he died penniless, and I'm on Wikipedia, and I'm scrolling the number of songs he wrote. It's astonishing.
It is astonishing.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some more of the songs that were recorded by various artists with the Cincinnati Pops. Again, the songs of Stephen Foster. How about, people will know this, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. This is Aoife O'Donovan and Kate Berquist.
A dream of Jeannie. Bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on away.
I kind of forgot to come back and talk to you about that. I mean, I'm wondering, when you guys were rehearsing or getting to hear each other do this, were you as amazed as I am at how these old songs are made anew?
I really was, and you know, a lot of that has to do with John Morris Russell, who conducted, and these wonderful people who wrote the arrangements, including Rebecca Pellet and Rob Muncie. I was a little worried about that, to tell you the truth, Robin. Like, will this translate? Will it just sound like we're doing a period piece, you know, and it's all put on? But it was very heartfelt and very sincere. All of us felt, you know, connected to this music. And that made it fresh for us, and also the fear.
Coming back to the fear.
Well, you know, we're all pop artists or roots artists, and so this was out of our wheelhouses. And by the way, this is all live. This album is live. There are no fixes. We didn't fix it in the mix. Mm. That fear was great, you know. We jumped off, and it was exciting.
Well, I think you did Stephen Foster just fine.
I hope so.
I think you did him proud. We're going to go out with one from you, Roseanne Cash, and everybody, the whole cast, on the bill at the concert, Camptown Races. We'll listen to that as we say thank you, Roseanne Cash, for talking to us about this new CD.
Thanks for having me on, Robin.
Camptown ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da.
And by the way, you can listen to other musicians in our American Music Series at hereandnow.org. But Roseanne Cash, once she was here and I admired a bracelet she wore, and she took it off and insisted I take it. How about that, Peter? It's Here and Now.